As a businessman, TV star, and now presidential candidate, Donald Trump has always known how to throw a rhetorical punch. In recent weeks, he's been dialing up the combative language at his noisy campaign rallies. Last night, it was Worcester, Massachusetts. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Appropriately, this event was in a hockey arena, and with a crowd of 10,000 occasionally chanting USA, it felt like a sporting event. In an hour-long speech, Trump had a long list of targets. The big one, of course, is ISIS. This line, and vulgarity, gets his biggest cheers.
And we got to knock the out of these people. We got to do it. We've got to do it.
Then, for emphasis, a pop culture reference from Hollywood.
And we can do it fast, and we can do it furious.
Some recent polls have shown Trump slipping behind Ben Carson into second place. But last night, he said that trend is reversing. As for Carson,
he's going down. He's going down.
And he mocked Carson's struggles when talking about foreign policy.
You got to know about foreign policy. You got to know. Got to know. Got to study. Got to be able to get that stuff, right?
Trump is not exactly winning over the foreign policy intelligentsia himself, but his blunt talk is so far plenty good enough for his supporters. Marco Rubio is increasingly seen as a major threat to Trump, but he dismissed him too.
Rubio, he's a lightweight. He's a lightweight. Everyone said, oh, Rubio, he's the next Reagan. He's no Reagan, that I can tell you.
There were several interruptions as Trump spoke, including when he talked again about building a border wall. Then, later on, as another protester was removed by security.
You know, it's amazing. I mentioned food stamps, and that guy who's seriously overweight went crazy. He went crazy. Amazing.
Another popular target, the media, even as Trump basks in the glare of TV cameras.
The press, look at all those guys back there with all those live cameras, all the time. Boo, boo.
This arena has also hosted boxing matches. Last night, Trump cast himself as the only heavyweight in the room. His fans enjoying every jab, uppercut, even the low blows. Don Gagne, NPR News.